Blog Talk Radio.
Glad to be back here. We had a lot of good racing going on last week. We got a lot of things that I wanted to cover some ground with. Had an all-star cast out there, I got to say. I was glad to see the people in the house. We got to say the Texas guys came out. Little Tony came out. I want to thank them, too. I have a few of the other people that also all-star. I mean, he had a few of the guys that really were great that I can't even imagine calling out some of the people that helped out with me. I'd like to say a special thank out to Crunch out there for helping out, to Sammy, Team G, the whole crew. They did a great job helping me out. There were so many guys out there. I know I'm going to miss a lot of the guys when I call out sometime. My partner, Larry T, I didn't get to do any racing, really. Basically, he was just making sure everything else was right, trying to make everything go along smooth. But I was really just happy just to be there. And it really came out really, really good. The crowd was there. A lot of racing going on. Couldn't ask a better deal. When I'm telling you, I get this guy saying something smart again, and I already know you out there gunning, so since you want to say it, you say it's a Grudge Inc. race. It ain't a Grudge Inc. race. I'm just let everybody know right now. It was me and Larry T, and Grudge Inc. actually turned around and put up the belt. And for the small block shootout, me and Larry T actually took care of everything else. Whether it's the purses, anything else is paid from me and Larry T. Just let it be known. Whatever was paid was out of me and Larry T's pocket, so they can stop with the rumors and all that. If anybody had a problem, I asked them, could they see me or Larry T? And that's how I can move on. I'm not going to be going beating around bushes and somebody say this, say that. If you weren't satisfied, you know what I told you, I would turn around and refund your money. And I meant that. Whether or not we got to try everything we can please everybody, I know we can't. I know some people got issues, but 98% of the people, that's all I can say. I was pleased. And like my mom said, if they ain't talking about you, you know, you ain't doing something right. So that's what I look at it. So if I got 4,000 people or whatever it was came in, and if I got 40 haters or 30 haters, I think I'm doing pretty damn good. Me and Larry T, we had a couple little things I just wanted to get out there. I wanted to make sure everybody knows this here. When the thing was going on earlier that day, I just want to let everybody know this is how it went down. There was one little issue with a race that went down, and the guy went down the track, and I know you've seen it on Facebook, and he wanted to blame on the track. Wanted to say each one of them blamed on each other something different. Well, it's not the track's fault. When you put a DP up and you say it's quarter mile, whatever he's going to do, and if the track has already gave you, when you walked in that gate, when you came to that gate, everybody had a pink card and it told you what lanes you had to be in. Well, I kind of felt bad for the guy when they came back and told me, and I had to go and check out, so I'm going to push the issue. I pushed the issue. Well, one of the recorders that we had there decided he was recording some of the people that were talking, who you're going to race and this, that. And I'll just go through it right now for you. Pro Tree, 8th mile, lane 7. Pro Tree, quarter mile, lane 8. No Time, lanes 3 and 4. Test and Tune, 1 and 2. Now, that's how you had it when you came in the gate. They asked you, and you got it. Now, if you pulled in lane 7 and you turned around and you wanted to run quarter mile, when they pulled that lane 7 out, the clocks have to be set for 8th mile because that's what it was for. If they pulled you out of lane 8, it would be quarter mile. And that's how it was supposed to go down. And I'm just telling you right now, this is how it goes. And we did what we had to do, and I promise you what we try to do, everything fair. When you try to sneak up and go through a lane, you didn't have to do that. And if you had a problem, you could have came and got me or Larry. There was no problem. I mean, anybody that had a problem, you could have came and got me. And another thing was, towards the end of the day, if anybody knew what we said, from 2011, After Dark was designed for the Grudge Racer. So After Dark, it was strictly Grudge Racer's priority. So if there's a Grudge Race, there's no way you can just come up there and decide, well, I'm in the Test and Tune lane. Well, you got to wait until the Grudge Races are finished. And that's how it went. And then in Florida, if you ask anybody about Baldy's race, they did the same thing. They wanted to make sure they get all the Grudge Race off, because you could be surprised how fast the time goes by. And we had a lot of races on. And just to say that for a fact, the pitcher came in. We took the pitcher. We got the pitcher out. I had to say sorry to the one of the officials, because I actually jumped on his case about how he did it. And, you know, I'm a man about it when I'm wrong. So I took the side of one of our fellow racers and thought he was right, but he wasn't. He was in the wrong lane, and I can admit to him. He was in the eighth mile pro tree lane, and he was in lane 7. The picture shows it. So that's why the clocks are turning. You can't turn the clocks off and on, back and forth quarter to 8 mile, because it's time-consuming and we're trying to get all the cars going through. We had quite a bit of action. I'm going to go through a couple of things that I liked about it. Jeff Rogers did a great job with his pro mod out there. I was glad to see his support. I just want to thank him for that. Team Mamba, Black Mamba, the whole crew, and Disturbing the Peace. You know, they did a hats off to them. My son Phil Gray, I gotta give him plenty of props on that. He Rugrat came with no window net, but he had to race, and instead of my son going down there to pick his pass, he gave Rugrat his shoot just for that, because he wanted to make sure the guy gets down. He needed the window net. So I wanted to let everybody know, I wanted to make sure that was it. You know, I wanted to make sure it was all done. Carolina Killers, you know, those guys, they come every time and support me. I got to say one thing, they're great guys. Daryl, my hat's off to you, too, for coming out there traveling. You know, you guys do travel. Tony Bynes, the crew, they came out. They supported. My judges, I got to say, I had some of the greatest judges in there, and it's a food contest. And I let it be known, I wanted a little bit of everybody so nobody can say something was wrong. Well, I'm going to tell you, BET was one of the judges. He actually judged in. Little Emily from Georgia, that's Little Mo's daughter, she was one of the judges. Crunch was one of the judges. You know, we had an all-star cast. We had Detroit Hood. I mean, I felt good about those guys coming over there, and at least they had something different. I wanted to try something different. I don't want to do the same thing everybody's always doing. So I wanted to just say shout out to every last one of you guys that came in. I hope you guys had a great time. And anytime I can help you, my hat's off to Little Tony, Motor City Mafia. I told him I will always be a part of him, and I haven't turned my back. I will be coming back out to Little Tony's show, and I will be bringing somebody with me also with me to come there. Whether it's Phil, whether it's Larry T, one of his cars, I will be bringing it. Another thing is, I have to say, my hat's off to, I've got to say this to Sammy. My hat's off to him. He won Grudge Racer of our last show, and it was $100. He turned around and he donated the $100 to one of the causes that I do for a needy, how can I say it? Not even really to say needy, but somebody suffering from an illness, from cancer, and it was two families that we were trying to support, and we raised up the money, and we did what we had to do. And my hat's off to him and the United Assassins, who also helped me. And we did pretty damn good. We did what we had to do and took care of those families. And they also wanted to tell me thank you for everything that we did. So I just let you guys know that. You guys definitely, they appreciated it. So the food contest, I got to take my hat off to Kenny. There's no doubt about it. He, let's just say he upset the man on the throne. Now, Sammy was hard to beat in a barbecue contest or anything. He was very hard to beat. Kenny came in there, and he upset him with this gumbo. Now, I'll let some of the people that came out there that tasted it, let them tell you about that later on. The tilapia that Sammy made looked like a burrito, stuffed burrito. And it looked good, and it tastes good. Now, that was a hard thing to ever judge. I didn't want to be no part because I want to be neutral. I don't want to say nothing. And that was unbelievable. So that's something that I got to say. My hat's off to him. We had plenty of food. Cooked legs of lamb. We had a few legs of lamb. We had turnaround. We did the first time we ever did. I did some turkeys. And I did the turkeys late at night, and I didn't think it was going to come out that great, but it did what it had to do. So I'm more than pleased, you know. So that was the whole thing. It was perfect. Everybody can tell me, you know, I feel sorry if you missed this one. You know, you got some guys that are going to say, oh, man, you know, you screwed me. No, you know what? You missed it this one. I told you what we were doing. It happened out. Everything came out good. Uncle Larry from Chicago was supposed to make it, but he didn't quite make it. I made this cake. We had the cake ready just for him. It's chocolate cake, but I can tell you, since he wasn't there, it didn't last 10 minutes, so it was gone. I didn't see him, so it was one of those numbers. Feature races, we had some great races. Little Tony, Red Alert, and Little Tony, I can tell you one thing. He is there, and he is for real. So my hat's off to you, Little Tony, coming out there and doing your thing, even though I know you had your show too. To come and show me support. That's why I said I got your back anytime when you need something, call me up. I don't care. I'm there. I'm coming. And so that's definitely. Racer of the day. And it didn't take – it was hard to pick something, but Race of the Day is designed for who made the most action in pushing the issue. Now, there were some exciting races that I got to say. There was no doubt about it. But Race of the Day, I got to say, Tony Bonds. He went out there and he engaged every time you look around. And it was the best thing I ever seen. He jumped on one car, you know, one person I ever seen something do like that. It's kind of like Tony. And he jumped in that car and jumped in one after another and went right on out there, and he said he's going to engage. Not playing. He did what he had to do. So there is definitely no doubt. I'm not sure what just happened here, but I'm just hearing something just came on my phone here, well, on the internet. Growing up again, so I just heard 90 seconds, but I know it's supposed to be 2 hours. So we're going to turn around, and I'm going to open the mics up to a couple people because I know they wanted to come on and say what they had to say. And it's been great. It's been really great for you guys to support me and Larry T. I was just happy everybody was happy with everything. The turnout was great. They said the food was great. The racing was great. The track was hooking like no doubt. They definitely did a good job on it. A couple of my guys actually tried to engage. And, you know, little mishaps happened at the end. But we came through it. It's all good. We'll make sure we'll come back for the next one. September, we will be having a race, Labor Day weekend, Larry T. And And it was one of those things. And I got to say, I'm going to open up this mic now because I know he's been trying to wait for you for a minute. So I'm going to open the mic. 347-5810, your mic's open.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, Sammy?
How's everything going?
So far, so good, you know. Everything's pretty good, you know. Hanging in there, you know. A lot of guys called, you know, and... You know, they were happy and pleased. I was hoping to get a couple races in myself, but you know how it was. You know, sometimes you just can't do it. Can't do everything. But I had fun regardless by seeing everybody and joking around with everybody, having fun. So it was perfect. That's all I could say.
It was a great day.
Oh yeah.
It was a good day. It wasn't a good day, it was a great day. A lot of fun.
Thank you.
Had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you know, and sometimes everybody thinks it's got to be all racing, racing, racing. It ain't all about racing. It's about how you turn around, hang out, fellowship, and everything else, have a good time. You can race, too. You can have fun, too. But, you know, certain little things we do, a little something different. I don't want to do the same thing everybody else do all the time. So, basically, that's why I switch up some things.
Always good.
You know? And I know Kenny had actually turned around, and I think he's got a couple more of his friends now that said the next cooking contest they is jumping in. So be ready.
I'm always ready.
Be ready. Now, I know September 12th we had Island Dragway. They're back at Island Dragway again. They're doing something again.
Yeah.
I know there's a few things going on. September 7th, we have something going on at Buzz Creek. And now, I know they also have the Cancer Walk going on October 16th, 17th at Fayetteville. And that's our last final finale for me and Larry T. And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of guys that turn around and live on the talk. It's like seeing you. I know. I'll try. And I'm going to see everything that goes on that day. I know we raised $4,000 last March, this March 21st that we left. And also, if anybody that wants to donate, they also have a tax number that they have that you can go to the Cancer Society, what we have, that we send the money to, they decide they want to do it right off. It's no problem. And it's going to be interesting. And like I said, Sammy, I just want to make sure I tell you thank you. I really appreciate you donated your $100 that day. And it was great, you know, because you knew what we were trying to do and trying to accomplish. And it actually worked out really good. And they actually all said thank you. It really came down and hit the right time. You know, someone in need, we don't mind taking care of. And and that goes out to anybody that's out there. If anybody in our racing community has something going on and they need something help out, please don't mind, you know, don't be shy. Go ahead and come on out and say it. You don't want to say it, you can come call me up and we will try to help out. I think as we all stick together, we can move ahead. And we're trying as much as we could to make it better. As long as we keep going the way we are, I think it's going to be pretty good. But, Sammy, what else you got going on? So we got everything going on here. I know you probably got some things. I mean, I know you wanted to go out there and you had a little problem with your car that day.
The black one gave me a hard time all day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all right. I'll get it back to normal again and get fixed up. The white one, well, they did good. Didn't have enough for that old Carolina Killer.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go back out there again one day. It was
okay.
Good. That was a good race. That one was a good, good race. That
mm-hmm.
one was a nail biter, you could say.
Okay.
And pretty much that's it. I wish I would have got more action, but it didn't work out that way.
Yeah, not all the time you get everything.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But It happens. It definitely happens. You know, and like I said, the race of the day ended up being this time was Tony Bynes. So I'll just let everybody know. So I'm gonna have to get in touch with Tony Bynes and send him that $100. And I'm quite sure, you know, he already told me before that he'll be back again. He'll come to every one of the shows. They really enjoyed themselves. Detroit Hood told me the same thing. He can't wait. BT and all of them, they marked it on their calendar already. They said they're coming with their cars. King V, he actually said he's going to come back. He loved it. So as long as those guys are all feeling happy and they felt good about it, you know what I mean, that was good. That's what I feel when you accomplish something, when somebody says they don't mind coming back. They, you know, that's all. So we'll see what happens. It's one of those things right now we're going to find out. It's getting close to the end of the season. You know, time's going to change quick.
Time is flying.
Yeah, so we want to get this stuff going on and get it done quick, as fast as possible. I know there was a lot of racing, and I'm going to wait for a couple other guys to come on. I missed a lot because I was over there doing the cooking. So I got to come at the last minute and got to see a couple of races, but I really didn't get to see him. I didn't even get to see Little Tony. All I did is I seen some of it on the videos, but I didn't get to see it earlier. I told him about the turkey, and we put the two turkeys in and roasted it. So that was good. That was perfect. Anytime you didn't have a knife and you got a plastic knife and you can cut a turkey and it's just shred off, or you pick the leg up and the leg pop off, it was pretty good. It was good. It lasted 10 minutes. So that can't ask nothing better.
10-15 minutes, the two turkeys are gone.
Two turkeys are gone. Nothing there but a carcass. And that was I knew it was quick. Yeah, that was
The two lamb legs lasted what, about 20 minutes?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we went through the lamb legs, we went through the turkey, we had the chicken. Well, the chicken last, we had chicken till 1 o'clock that night.
Yeah, still cooking.
So
we did
good, you know. We kept cooking. So we fed everybody. They wanted something to eat. They just come over there and keep eating. The chocolate cake didn't last long, but it was good.
That chocolate cake was good. I'm not a cake person.
You're not a cake person. It was good, huh?
That's all good.
I wanted to hear.
It was great.
Yeah, they're telling me I didn't cook it, so we're going to find out now.
The boss cooked it. The boss cooked it.
Nah. He didn't cook it.
The boss of the house cooked it.
No. Yeah. So it was a great thing. I got a couple ideas in my mind for the next one. I'm getting ready to do what I'm thinking. I'm not going to say yet because I don't want nobody preparing nothing yet. I'll let them know just like 2 weeks before time, and then we'll see who's ready for the skills again, see who can maybe get your rematch. I'm quite sure.
Shit.
You know, Kenny and Elite throwing you on that one, so you might get the rematch.
Hey, you got four, what, four out of four votes? I got two votes, he got four votes.
Yeah. So, you know,
I can't
win
them all.
Your man told me. Money Mike told me to tell you hello. He texted me.
Money Mike.
Yeah, Money Mike. He texted me. Somebody tells me to say hello.
When I see him, I give him another hug.
You're going to give another hug when you see him?
Yeah, when I see him, I give him another hug.
Oh, my God.
Money Mike. Bust his chops that day.
Yeah, so, it was definitely worth it. Everything came out great. I'm going to make sure I open up one more of these mics because I seen he was waiting on here. But hold on a second, Sammy. Let me just open up a couple of mics. All right. 336-6132. Your mic's open.
Yeah, Joe. Steve from the Strain.
Hey, what's going on, Steve? How's everything?
What's up, man? Yeah, and the cake, you know, you still here to convince me on that, you know.
You said I ain't convinced you on the cake.
No, I mean, you might have brought the ingredients now. I mean, somebody else might put the touch to it now. You're like, man, now.
Oh, man. See, this is like y'all said, I ain't cooked the turkey, right?
Yeah, well, we say that, right, though.
You saw with your own eyes. You saw with your own eyes right there.
You're the man on that turkey.
Huh?
I said, you're the man on that turkey, yes.
Did you get a chance to eat a turkey?
Yeah.
And what did you thought of the turkey?
Oh, I do a mean one.
Okay, but I'm saying, but did you get to take a chance to eat a piece of my turkey that I made?
Oh yeah, most definitely. Yeah, I ate it all the way back down where I was sitting in the back of the van.
Okay.
Yes, sir. It was wonderful. Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Did you get any part of the lamb? That's what you
want to know. No. I told Bud about the lamb. He just on the seat, and he ran up there, there wasn't nothing. He a lamb man.
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to tell you, the lamb went so good. I'm not going to call the person's name out, but he told us, give him the bone. I thought he was going to give the bone to his dog or something. I looked on the side, he was gnawing on the phone. I said, no. That's what I knew, it was good.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate everything. And I'm telling you what, man, I had a ball. Everybody had fun, that's what it's all about. We just wanted to just get out and just stretch out, And that was a wonderful trip there, bro.
Thank you. That's as long as you guys enjoyed yourself, that's all I wanted to know. You got some people, that wasn't even there that had something bad to say, and they wasn't even there.
Well, so
I just want to make sure,
If you ain't got no hater, you next. That was it. All haters, they want to always try to down somebody, because you don't run their way, It don't work that way. That's old. Yeah, didn't have some fun and run. I mean, you can't tell me where to run. I'm going to run where I want to run.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. I appreciate you guys coming because you guys supported me from day one. So, you've been always there, and I really appreciate it. I'm going to have to get y'all to come up to Sammy's event. And September, try it out one time. Come up there, Sam. We're going to have something down the Island Jagway. Get you over there, have a little fun with us. You definitely got to see it. Just have some fun. That's what it's all about. I know we got it on September 7th. We have it, we're going to be at, MRI again. But the following week, you're going to turn around and we're going straight to, we're going straight up the Island Dragway, and I'll tell you, if we got to, somehow I'll get that car, or get another person to drive it, I'll pull the trailer back to my house or whatever we got to do, and or you guys stay the week out or whatever you want to do, and then we go from there, or y'all come back up. Just come back up and then pick up your car on the way back. That's all. How we're going to work something out. One way or another, we're going to get y'all in here.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta
we'll
see
come.
How it is. Yeah.
We'll come next. You got Joe. You know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I got to say, my hat's out to Rico, for doing his thing and the whole crew, That's all I got to say. They support it anytime. I don't care what it is. Even though y'all had something going on y'all own track, y'all already had told me that y'all was coming ahead of time for me, and that was good. Little Tony did the same thing. I didn't ask. I didn't try to push him, and he just came, and it was like one of those things. I really felt good about it. That's why I said, whenever I can do something for y'all, hey, you know that. I'm there for you. So with that being said, I'm going to open up another mic, Steve, but you hang on in there because I'm quite sure that a few people probably come on, and it's gonna be really interesting. I hear so many people. Talking, and they want to come for that last one, the last show that we're going to do, and they're talking about the cancel walk. A lot of guys talking about walking. I actually had Jeff Rogers even talking about coming down there, so he wants it. So that's great, it's going to be fun. But I'm gonna open up. Let me open up another mic, and y'all hold on for a second. I just want to make sure these guys, everybody, got a chance to talk, because I'm quite sure a couple guys did some racing. So, 201. Let me see what we got. 3516. Your mic's open.
What's up, Killer?
Oh shoot! Here we got my man Crunch.
Yeah,
all right.
What's going
how's
on,
everything,
bro?
Crunch? I can't
everything
complain. How
good.
You been?
Everything's good.
All
the
right.
Seafood
what,
was
what
good.
What do you think about the show?
I called to give you my unbiased opinion, and I'm going to tell you, your show had 660 racing, 1320 racing, grudge racing for cash, grudge racing, shootout racing, and class racing, all in the same event. Now, that right there was very impressive, Joe.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to hear. I'm glad to hear that. You at least keep it real. I ain't gonna lie. If something's wrong,
and
you're gonna tell
me. Right.
So
well, you know, Joe, you know, if anything was wrong, Trump's gonna tell you. But I'm gonna tell you another thing that I was impressed with. The track was able to give the guys exactly what they needed per race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you needed an eighth mile wind light, quarter mile wind light, if you wanted a pro tree, regular tree, they did everything perfect. Didn't make any mistakes, and the only race that got messed up, it was because the racers themselves decided they're going to switch lanes, you know, and do their own thing.
Mm-hmm. That's
you know,
true.
So I give the track a lot of props. Your event was hot, bro. A lot of people, a lot of respected people, and, you know, once Tony Bonds comes up in there, he makes it something. So.
Yeah, I got to say, and, you know, I got to give credit to a lot of the other guys. I'm not going to hit all the big guys. I mean, when I say big guys, I mean those big names. There was a lot of little action that was going on.
Right.
We was matter of fact, when I walked up there the first time, me and you were standing there, and we were looking at the two trucks run down.
Right.
That was a race among race right there. Those two trucks that went. That was excellent.
Real,
I mean, you have
a real grudge
you know,
race to cash for real money.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's what I love that. When they got up there, they did not play. They already had said what they're gonna do, going off the trail and stuff like that. I was like, wow, now that's what you want to see, you know.
Well,
you know,
congratulations to you and Larry. Yeah, they had it all. Congratulations to both of y'all. And I'm a supporter, bro. So anything y'all involved in, I'm a supporter because I like the way it went down.
All right, thanks, bro. Now tell me all something. Right. Now hold on. Now this is what. Everybody on here right now, they can hear it. I'm going to let Crunch tell you because they think that was the vote was messed up that I did. Crunch, tell us what the vote, what you said for the seafood. How did you tell me? Tell exactly how it was.
Well, I'll be honest with you. You know, it was a little unfair for Sammy to have just a piece of fish against a gumbo, but it was the best tilapia I've ever eaten, and I love tilapia. And that was the best gumbo I've ever tried. So I gave it 50-50. You know, that's what I voted. I said it was half and half. I couldn't make a decision. That was some good food.
Mm-hmm. that was good. When you said that, I was like, wow.
Yeah, and I ate it all. I ate both of them. So I ate the whole thing, both of them.
You ran over.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Good.
Tell the extreme team, if the extreme team would have beat Dog, I'd have gave each one of them $100 for whooping Dog's behind.
Woo!
Yeah, well, Joe, I got to go, man. I got to go back to work, man.
All right. Well, thanks again, Crunch, man. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming on.
Anything you do, I'm in support of it. You hear me?
All right. Thank you again.
All right, bro.
Thank you. All right. Take care, Crunch. Yeah, that was Crunch there. You know, I mean, you gotta say he tells it like it is. I ain't gonna lie. If it ain't right, even if you're a friend, you know what? You can take the criticism. I can take the criticism too. If you tell me that something ain't right, at least I'm gonna try to make it right the next time. And, I appreciate Crunch coming on, saying what he had to say. I ain't gonna lie. Sammy put this tilapia together, and I was looking at it. I didn't get a chance to taste it. But it looked like a burrito. And I'm not kidding you. I ain't never seen it look so... I mean, that was the best looking thing I ever seen sitting up a dish like that. That looked like it should be at a wedding or something. It was unbelievable how he had it wrapped up and everything. You know, and Kenny, my hat's off to him, boy. He was over there with his pot doing the gumbo. I was like, he was had his little ingredients, hiding his little ingredients. He was he had his little secrets. So everybody has their secrets. That's what it's all about, having some fun. And Extreme, they came up a little short, but let me tell you something. They was game. They went out there untested. They go ahead, went out and just try to put the car together. The second stage didn't work, but they went out there and they tried, dog. And they gave a good shot at it. So you got to say they are true racers, and that's what I like about it. There was a lot of racing going on. I missed it. I was hoping that Sniper could get his car together like he's supposed to. I know after he took those bars off, she was a little rough. I would have loved to have seen it with the bars on and see if he could have ran them, but I don't think they would have did it. You know, and that's what that was going on. So I'm going to turn around and I think we're having some problems on the thing because it says I think Weeby just called me and told me that the show is not on. I don't know why it did that, but something with the internet again. You know, but we have a couple problems going on with this internet. I don't know why, but it happened. But I'm just going to give anybody a shout-out, a chance to call in if they want to call in. They got their chance, you know, because I don't know what's going on with this internet again. They always have problems with it. It says it's not on. I don't know why, but it's one of those things. So anybody else that want to come on? Is Bay out there? I'm going to make Bay get on here because I know Bay wanted to say something to somebody. Did Bay come on there yet? Because I know he wanted to get a hold of somebody. And my hat is off to Wolfpack Racing. His wife was out there eating the gumbo. So I know he told me he was going to kill me if she eat the gumbo, but she did her thing. She ate the gumbo. Disturbing the Peace was out there. They were definitely representing Long Island, as always. Great guys, June, Ralphie. They were definitely on the money. So I'm going to see. I'm going to see what's going on because I'm not sure what happened with this here with the internet. I'm going to see if I can push something else back on. I tried. I see people calling me, but for some reason it's not going through. So I want you guys to hold on for 1 second. I'm going to call up through the other phone, see if I can get through, and I'll call you right back. So you guys hold on.
Mine won't go through. But he says something wrong with it. He come back on.
Come on, dude.
And Larry was still paying.
That's right.
I'm going to get him a motor in his car. But we're going to take the 648. And we're going to be the
captain. Hey, Rico. Rico, I hear everything you're talking about. Voting. y'all telling everything. Oh, man. I heard the whole story. Yo.
Hey. Long Island.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Yes.
This is Bay.
Hey, what's going on, Bay?
Nothing much. Hey, man, I had fun.
Mm-hmm.
I've been Merlin than I had in a long time.
I'm glad of that. I'm really glad. Hey, I'm gonna try one thing again because, Bay, I don't know what happened, but a lot of people couldn't get on. They've been trying to call in, and they can't get in. And the computer, for some reason, seems like it's got to get refreshed again.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. But if you can hold on for 1 second, I'm going to try it again. And I'm just going to make sure, because I know everybody's calling my regular phone, and I'm trying to get them in. Okay, so if you guys can hold on 1 second, please.
All right.
I push refresh at the top right. And then I cut it off and then cut it back to
No.
This is the refresh.
It should be on.
Bay, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second, because I don't know what happened. Everything went dead. We've been trying and trying with this.
Right.
I don't know what these computers, sometimes they're just going haywire. And it happened. If not, I'm probably going to have to do a special show. Maybe might do one tomorrow, just because what happened just a while ago.
And, right.
I know a lot of guys wanted to get on, and they wanted to say a few things. And I don't know. I really don't know what's going on with the board goes like on a blank spot.
Yes, I want to tell them. They tell everybody talk about we won't race, but we ran with the dog straight off the trailer. You know.
Oh yeah. You know, it's only a few people that can hear that right now because, I don't know, something happened with this episode.
Right.
I'm not sure. So I'm going to try one more thing. Going to try something. So you guys hold on if you guys get cut off.
All right.
You know what happened.
Yeah.
What's the lesson? Show is not started. Everybody calls on and the show is not starting. They call my phone like crazy.
Yeah.
Started the show and it was going 30 seconds to go. More show left. 15 seconds, 10 seconds. Like the show must have started 2 hours ago. So how can I start it back over? Because it's start the show. My son's gonna try something. He's trying it because I think that something happened. They mixed up with things, and I know Wild Man had a problem with his. I know JV had a problem with his, and this Block Talk Radio thing. And I don't know exactly what the whole thing happened, but something's goofed up.
Yeah.
Hold on. 1 second. Hey, Bay, you there still?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just going to let you know that strawberry, you know, I was drinking that strawberry juice.
Uh-huh.
I was on the way home, and my buddy called me up, asked me if I could bring any home. Bring me back, so your buddy, too. Oh, man, June, you're looking for it. I said the same thing. I said, man, I didn't save a thing.
I said something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got tired of drinking.
God. I'm gonna try something. I'm going to try a little something different. I got to figure out how I'm going to be able to do this. I'm going to see if I can pull it off on this contest. It's going to be something crazy.
Yeah,
I don't know if anybody. It's going to be something different.
How many more deals we got down in Fayetteville?
Well, we got one more race. That's going to be the final thing in October.
In October, okay.
So that's going to be our final race in October, me and Larry T. After that, you know, that's going to be it. It's going to be all over for us. The weather, you know how the weather changes so quick.
Yeah.
You never know. Some days you get good days, some days you get bad days. It's one of those things. And up here for us, when October hit, we pretty good right there. You just got to be worried about October and then November. November could be anything. It could be cold, then it could be 70 degrees in there. They're hard to say. And, you know, the thing is with that, that's the reason why we're trying to make sure we get it ahead of time and get it up and get the guys all ready to go. So I'm going to try my best, see what we can do.
Yeah.
And we'll go from there. So okay. I know I got to say one thing. I was proud of you guys went out there, I tell you that.
Hey, Austin said, Austin, can't get on it? Nah, can't nobody get on it. It's messed up. Yeah, Rick was trying to get on. I told him it's messed up.
Yeah, he could try it again, but I don't know what happened. I really don't. I've been trying and trying.
I've been calling
all the whoever's on it right now, that's the only one to get on. Anybody call it says, I mean, I don't know. I seen Jeff Rogers call me. I seen everybody call me, but
yeah,
they can't get on. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's just something happened with it tonight.
No.
And
I called
him. Here he is calling me again. Hold on 1 sec. I just got to talk to Jeff right quick. I'm going on my other phone.
Let's see
what happens. Hey, Jeff. I don't know. We're trying to fix this thing right now. I don't know. Now, everybody else is on. Whoever's on, they kept them on. But the rest of the people can't get on. You can't get on. You can't call. It says it didn't start, right? Meanwhile, Extreme was on. Crunch is on. Sammy's on. So everybody's going to call me. So I'm trying to see what I can do with this here Blog Talk Radio and see if I can get them to turn it off and turn it back on and see what happens. Okay, I'll give you a call in a couple minutes. Okay. All right. Okay, all right, thanks. That was Jeff Rogers. He said he's going to try to call the show every couple of minutes.